Okay, the next one is Amanda, are you presenting this or okay?
Okay. Our hackathon was an attempt to stop talking about it and start doing something about it, start implementing something, to build a catalog of characteristics of ontologies and vocabularies that are relevant to the suitability of those ontologies and vocabularies for semantic web and big data applications. I'll say more about the motivation for that in a minute. Slide two, our participants, the core team of myself, Andrea Westernan, back there, and Simon Spiro. We had a few drop-in observers and a drop-in contributor. Anatoly and Dan both dropped in as, in their capacity as the chairs of the hackathon in general. We were working in an area that Dan's very familiar with and had thoughts about, so he actually made some active suggestions and contributions that were most welcome. Now, what was the point of this? Sorry, this is slide three now, objectives. Something we kind of knew in general, but we heard specifically in the reuse track, in the bottlenecks track, and various scattered places, in figuring out what ontology or metadata vocabulary or other artifacts you might want to use, or whether you want to use a specific one, it's important to not only understand your own requirements, but also to be able to find out what are the specific characteristics of those potential candidate vocabularies and ontologies. But there isn't an existing standard way to describe that. There's some metadata available at a very high level on these objects in various repositories, but it's not at this granular level, and it's not particularly standardized. So what we wanted to do is get a move on, get this catalog started, make it open source, collaborative development, extensible, publicly available, all the things that could make it a sustainable, growing thing beyond what we could get done in a weekend with three people. And importantly, our envisioned uses were fairly wide-ranging. So we imagined people using this catalog to manually create metadata for vocabularies and ontologies they're publishing to help other people use them. We imagined evaluation tools and methodologies representing the outputs using this vocabulary. And we imagined repositories using this vocabulary to provide metadata on the artifacts in those repositories. And to generally to try to take a bite out of this problem, right, of useful description that can help with reuse and with the bottlenecks around. So what did we actually do? Well, we kicked it off, gave it a name. Now, it's the Vocabulary and Ontology Characteristics Relevant to Evaluation of Fitness, or VOCREF. Not entirely, it's not the catchiest, sexiest thing in the world, but it's tolerable and not terribly loaded in such a way that it's going to instantly alienate any of our intended communities, so we're going with it. We created a GitHub repository. The link isn't actually a link in the slide, unfortunately. I don't remember why I did that or how I did that, but it's up there on GitHub. It's at GitHub/VOCREF, you'll find it. And it is expected to stay there. And any current and future contributors are welcome to fork that repository, work on it freely, and submit extensions, fixes, additions as pull requests to initiate integration into the main vocabulary. We decided to work in AL2. Not because it's anybody's favorite language, but because it is the most widely adopted. It's the thing that any of the repositories or tools that we were thinking of would probably be able to use. And so, you know, whatever the pros and cons of it, we said, okay, we'll start there. We'll go with that. Simon saved us from a lot of pain by pointing out to me when I had first got the repository stood up that the OWL functional syntax works a lot better with version control than any other serialization. So we declared that our official stored mode. And we wrangled some modularity considerations into an initial architecture, which I'll describe in a few slides. So what did we actually do during that time, during the weekend continued? Most of our work on Hackathon Day focused on our top-level module, which is the one that should contain the most basic concepts related to ontologies and their evaluation with respect to these potential application areas. And we this is one of those moments where a lot of people want to point to a number and say we grew this by this many concepts. We shrunk this by this many concepts, right? I had initially imported a lot of concepts from the output of last year's ontology evaluation hackathon, and a lot of it came back out. Why? Because it wasn't relevant to this year's particular focus, right, on what matters for semantic web and big data application reuse, or because it wasn't specifically clear enough, or it may be something a lot of people evaluate. It's not obvious that it's relevant to usefulness in any way. Those are some of the examples of things we pulled out, or some of it was redundant with something else. Anyway, we did add stuff as well, but we got a lot of weeding done. And we got a couple of initial content modules, one looking at some characteristics specifically having to do with lexicalization and whether an artifact is suitable for use in NLP. another, and now I'm forgetting what the other content module was that got started. Doesn't matter now. So we got that. We got some modules going, initially populated. We also gathered a whole bunch of stuff to consider for inclusion, right? So there's a section in the repository for references and resources. There are candidate ontologies for reuse in there, right? You can imagine what some of those are. I may have a list on another slide. And we started going through some of those. We also built up quite an issue store, and this is I want to emphasize the importance of this, particularly for what I consider good methodology in ontology development, but also for a collaborative open source project. We have identified, currently, as of right now, there are 47 issues issue store. 30 of them were closed by this time, so that means we addressed them. 17 are still open. They are important because identification issue is a requirement specification, right? It's something that needs to happen or needs to go into this or needs to be fixed in this, right? And it's also a handle for discussion amongst the collaborators. You know, do we want to include this particular thing, or I'm confused about what this means, allowing the collaboration point, and it's also a mechanism for coordination collaboration. So people can come in, and anyone can add an issue to the store, right? If they say, well, for me, this particular characteristic is important, and I don't see it here, I can open an issue on it, and anybody can come in and assign themselves an issue and say, I'm going to try and fix this or build this part in, and because they've assigned it to themselves, other people will know it's being worked on by somebody, or by them specifically. one of the – we also put milestones on some of those issues. One of the ones that we wanted to complete during the hackathon remains incomplete, and that one is adding sufficient annotation to the concepts that were reused from last year's hackathon. That's assigned to me. It's still open. Oh, sorry. Okay. We had, as Mike mentioned with his hackathon, we had some issues with having a tooling that's both robust to the things we needed to do and enables simultaneous visibility. Don't have that. We had Google Hangout instead. We simultaneously coordinated our work through that. Specific things about our approach that are worth noting, we were focusing on the specific characteristics that we have reason to believe are relevant to the suitability for applications in semantic web and big data, not just any old thing anybody evaluates, especially if they've come up during this. We were looking to reuse existing treatments, whether they're on an ontology form or a paper or a specification, and leaving out things that didn't meet those criteria. Some things, some lessons, things that are not as useful as one might think, but there's a lot of material about them. We pretty much set aside for the purposes of the hackathon consideration of the overall type of object something was. Is it an ontology or vocabulary? That's not actually particularly useful when you're looking to whether you use it, partially because those are not standardized classifications. It doesn't give you much granular information about what this thing does. Right? It's different in a case where that's a standardized thing. So if you say, oh, well, this, if we did add vocabulary to say this meets a standard, right? So if it is an ANSI-NISO Z39 point something or other controlled vocabulary, that's informative, right? Otherwise, you get a lot of heat and not a lot of light. Instead, we're looking at, does it support reasoning of this type? Does it have a lexicon in this language? Does it, et cetera, et cetera? That's the level of information you need. And I'll leave the rest of that for you to read since I'm over time. Very quick point on modules. We had as a goal to both have small modules to enable people to grab just pieces that they wanted and also the ability to link to existing things and grab the whole thing if you want. We ended up basically with a spindle architecture, so we have different content modules, the very, very, the most general, more specific ones people might not need for a particular use, and externally mapping between those and external vocabularies, so, and then lower level gathering or integration modules, so you can get just all the native content with all the mappings, you know, one grab and go module that imports everything. So you don't need to worry about it if you don't want to. And slide 11, what's in the repository right now, references and resources, starting start at the test and evaluation resources, the capability questions and so forth, the modules that I mentioned, whoops, and the issue store, and it will continue. We think we got a good start. It's solid enough that maybe with a little more documentation to introduce it, you know, maybe including throwing this up there, so that newcomers can orient well when they get to it. It's ready for other people to start contributing, and we hope that people will.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda. I don't think we have time for questions. So we're going to move to the next talk here.